The Truth About Vampires by Lydia Parks. Dedication to my understanding and inspiring husband. Chapter 1. When Nathan first saw her, his heart would have stopped if it hadn't already done so ages ago. It wasn't her physical appearance that drew his attention. In a city the size of Atlanta, she was no more unique than any other relatively attractive young woman. It was something else, something different. He felt as if he'd turned a corner in a desert city to find an exotic flower and was compelled to take a deep draught of its scent. Changing his path, he followed the woman into a shop filled with videotapes and observed her from a dozen feet away. She couldn't be as much as 5.5 feet tall, and her thick, dark hair fell nearly to her waist. Her figure wasn't spectacular, yet she was nicely rounded. She wore black jeans and a black cotton blouse and hid her eyes behind sunglasses. Nathan frowned. Sunglasses at night? Pretending to study the back of a taped movie container, he approached her, wondering if she might be one of his own kind trying to hide her presence. He waited for the awareness to tingle at the back of his neck, but nothing happened. No vampire was that good at disguise. She wasn't a child of the night. He stepped closer, and the sound of her heartbeat verified his verdict. So, what was she? Her scent was odd. She smelled of herbs and smoke and honeysuckle, all mixed together in a very feminine package. Was she simply a mortal woman? If so, why did it seem that his head had suddenly filled with fog? She moved toward him and he turned to face the shelf. Her sleeve brushed against his arm as she walked past, and the fog thickened and swirled widely around him. He felt as if he were lifting off the ground, although he knew he wasn't. Nate? Come on, baby, let's do it. What? He spun around and staggered back a step, entangling himself in strings of beads blocking a doorway. He stood in darkness. No bright lights, no shelves of plastic tape containers. A woman laughed, and he stared across the room at Star. Nathan battled his way free of the beads and glanced down at his empty hands. Hadn't he been holding a video case? Come on, Nate. This is great shit, but it's gonna wear off if you don't hurry. Nathan straightened and looked around. What was he doing in Star's trailer? The small window to his left suggested the darkness of New Mexico nights. But it wasn't possible, was it? Hadn't he just been in a video shop in downtown Atlanta? Hadn't the millennium passed a few years back? How could it be 1964? The answer was obvious. It couldn't be. He turned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?